Bradley on TRE Talk Radio Europe.
I haven't seen her for a few weeks. I've been away. Welcome, Myra, from the CAB.
Good morning. Hello, and welcome back, Bill.
Nice to see you. And I thought I'd go away, I'd come back, and you'd have sorted Brexit out for me.
And I couldn't do it. I'm sorry.
You tried?
We've tried, yeah. We've talked about it every day, every hour of the day, all night.
Oh,
and
Myra.
We still can't come to it. It's only been 3 years, though, Bill. Really?
1,000 and something days, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's not enough days, really.
You must be at the CAB and your page and stuff. You must be fed up of the word Brexit now.
Well, the thing is now, just as I left today on the group, there are more questions coming in. Questions that often you can't answer.
Of course.
We have to wait. We can tell them what is happening at present only. But more and more questions are coming in because of residency, because people are in despair.
Yeah, I remember back when, just after the referendum, we spoke and people, I asked you actually to look into your crystal ball and try and guess what was going to happen. And you have kept your kind of party line, which has been absolutely spot on. Here is what we actually know, as opposed to any speculation whatsoever. And you've stuck to that all the way through it. And I see people just arguing with you, saying, yeah, no, but this bloke in the pub said that's not right because this is going to do this. And the fact is, there aren't many facts.
And it depends what we say. If people are for Brexit and we say something that might sound like we're for remaining when we're not, we have to be
impartial.
You know, we've got our, we're impartial on the group. We've got our own thoughts. But the day after, the morning of the referendum, when you interviewed me at home and I was all groggy,
I did
say I was very worried about how the Spanish administrative officers would see all this, and it's still going on.
Yeah.
So some of our questions today, so this is nearly 3 years later.
It is. If anybody wants to participate, 952-78-4000, as always, or you can email studio@tre.radio or use our WhatsApp. So, yeah, the one you mentioned there, obviously it's a really, really important one, and this is about residency, and you've been saying all along the line, get your residency sorted out before the exit date, which of course is now only a week away, or is it? I don't know. Who knows now? But that was the date, wasn't it?
Yes.
We're all working towards.
And that's with the deal or no deal. Yeah. And before that, before the Brexit thing, we were telling people to get permanent residency, get the wording put on there if they were permanent residents. Because, not because of Brexit, Brexit wasn't around then, we hadn't had the referendum, was for the administrative officers to get it right and stop telling them that they had to renew. So we've been also pushing for that. And those that have followed our advice and still are, luckily, have got that wording. That's going to be important either way.
Let's start with that one then. And someone has been asked, these are questions that have come through to you. So I've just been advised it's now necessary for all residencias to have permanent shown on them where applicable. Is this correct? And if so, what is the impact based on the current issues, reappointments, etc.? So this is when you've become a permanent resident, in effect, by staying a certain length of time. It's over 5 years, right? And some of the documents have erroneously not had the permanent bit put on them until you say, oh, you haven't put the permanent bit. Oh, yes, we forgot that. And then they put it on. That's basically
if you go and renew after 5 years. Because they have no expiry date, the certificates and small card, people don't bother. And, of course, it's not an obligation. It's an option.
Yeah.
But, of course, now even more so, we've been pushing for people to have that put on their residency certificate. We didn't know exactly why. We just felt it would give you until the Spanish Royal Decree came out, which made it quite clear that, say, you for 10 years here, me for 10 years here, I've got residency, permanent residence put on my card, you haven't, you'd have been in group two in a no deal. And I think you'd still be in group two in a deal. They are going to differentiate between who has that wording on their certificate and not, which is rather unfair.
That doesn't make any sense because what you've been saying, and correct me again if I'm wrong here, is that even though it doesn't actually say it,
you are. Yes, but this is why
it.
They just want to go into the office here in Spain and go, oh, yes, whoops, permanent, so we can just change you quite simply over. So it's rather unfair. There's four groups, and we've already talked about that on the last thing, because we're trying not to talk Brexit, but it's so hard when we're getting these residency questions.
Sure.
So, yes, if you can, and then we can go on to appointments. A lot of people will say, I can't get an appointment. Try and get that put on, especially if we have an extension.
Mm. So this is a big deal, actually, and a lot of people I've seen have been asking you that. They've been asking questions on all over the place about this, and this is that depending on where you happen to live, it seems easier to get an appointment than other places.
Well, the Costas now, where the majority of the UK nationals live, it's almost impossible. And it's difficult for people to understand what's written in Spanish, but there are notifications when you go to try and make an appointment. They will tell you, first of all, there's no appointments available in your area.
Is that because there aren't any appointments or because they're telling you there's no appointments?
We could look at this two ways. In general, in a lot of... they're very confused as well.
Yeah.
Some people have sort of stopped... Some offices have stopped appointments because they just can't handle it. They don't know where to put you.
Yes.
But it's quite clear what the status is at the moment. If you can't get an appointment in your area, you can shop around this time. You should always get it in your area, in your province, and find another office. That's number one. But then one of our members was turned down when they turned up because they went to Malaga and it wasn't their office.
Right.
And they were told they must go to their office. I said, it's a pity you didn't take the screenshot, you didn't understand, and take that with you where it perfectly says. So there's various different things.
That comes back to a Spanish interpretation locally of what they think is the law or the decree and what's going on, and applying a different rule than the actual rule they ought to be applying. And you're kind of stuffed, aren't you, at that point?
Yes, well, it would help if they did what we do and check the appointments and check what's written on their data, on their website for making an appointment, because it's been updated all the time.
So the procedure for making an appointment then is it all online then?
More or less. There'll be a few places down in Cadiz where you can walk in, but most of them want you to make an appointment online.
Right, and so your first port of call would be the place that you live in. So
yes, well, you go to it's on our website, making an appointment, application for residency appointment.
Yeah.
You click onto the government website and it gives you like Alicante,
mm-hmm.
Malaga.
Yeah.
And then you would have had a drop-down menu which would have given you, say for Malaga, would have given you Estepona.
Yeah.
Alicante would have given you choices. Those drop-down, that is not there anymore. There are no appointments. The drop-downs have dropped out.
Oh, God!
They've dropped out. So there's this pressure on, and also the offices, and they don't always update themselves. They're too busy doing their job, and they don't, you know, they don't seem to get called in once a week. Said, look, guys, this has now changed. I know it's the UK's fault, but it's changed again and again and again and again. And they are giving you instructions when you make your appointment. Make sure you get a translation of it. I've got some news here on the latest. Every time there's new instructions, we try and let our members know. And
so this is kind of like when you're making an appointment for an ITV for your car, basically.
Yes.
You've got a choice of offices, of test centres you can go to, and you get one that's got an appointment that fits in with you. But now you're saying they've kind of all disappeared.
Well, if you can't get it in your area, that's right. You would always need to go, if you were in Fuengirola, you needed to go to Fuengirola, Malaga.
Yeah.
At the moment, the website says quite clearly that if you can't get one in your area, you can try somewhere else. Very difficult. Try and get one in Malaga anywhere. Almost impossible.
But surely the point here, and I could be talking out of turn here, is that as long as you make the appointment in advance of the dreaded date, regardless of whether the appointment is within the dreaded date, then you have been seen to make the appointment during the period you were told to.
No.
Ah.
So now there's further instructions. They were people were being told that to make an appointment, but it depends on the exit. Shall I explain?
Please.
If you make an appointment now, if you manage to get in.
So let's say you make an appointment now and it's for August.
It's for August.
Right, yeah.
Right. Or it could even be for April.
And that's next year.
That's the 12th, isn't it, if we leave without a deal?
Yeah.
If we leave without a deal at whatever time, if your appointment is after that, you will be... first of all, it's difficult because you have to choose what kind of appointment you want. So if you're UK national, you go to Gran Bretagna, not so grand at the moment, and you put in what you want. You want a certificate for EU nationals, EU citizens.
Yes, because at the moment you are.
Yes.
Right.
But if they see that your appointment is post when they think we leave, either without a deal or most of it, you'll have to go to make the appointment. Will be at your Estrangeria office. It's for aliens, they call it.
Wow.
It's for the foreigners. So you've got your appointment there at Estrangeria instead of your local Policía Nacional, and you're getting an appointment as a non-EU.
Wow. So the date on which you commence the procedure is irrelevant in this.
Yes.
It's the date of the actual appointment as to whether you're considered to be EU
yes.
or alien.
Some people have been told to cancel. They've been cancelled as well. There's a lot of confusion. But basically,
that must be in cancelada they've done cancelling.
Yeah. So if it's going to be, depending what happens, so your appointment's there, but they have worked actually on this.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've said is if your appointment now that you've made is for post 29th March, that's the date they thought we were going to
end. Sure, week's time.
You're going to be an alien, let's say a foreigner rather than an EU citizen.
Yeah, yeah.
Your appointment is made as an alien.
Right.
It's a lovely word, really.
It is a
isn't
great
it?
Word, isn't it?
Beats everything else. We're going to be aliens.
Wow.
How great. So if
it's
you've
that
made...
Sting song, isn't it? I'm an alien, I'm a legal alien.
Yes.
I'm an Englishman in Marbella.
Exactly. I'm an Englishman living in Spain. Yeah, I think it really fits. You have to play that.
Yeah.
Change the words.
Yeah.
So if you make your appointment and it's post Brexit, whatever, if that's going to be now, not 29th of March, now going to be 10th of April, 22nd of May, whenever it may be.
A moving feast, yeah.
There's an extension to Article 50.
Yes, yes.
So therefore, in May, after all, you've made your appointment as an alien.
You're not an alien.
No, but they will revert that. Hopefully the office will know you still go along to your appointment and you would be applying under the EU regulations.
Because the goalpost moved to after your appointment. And which would be really bad luck if you'd been cancelladed then, wouldn't it, really? That would be really bad
luck. Yes, a lot of people will still be cancelladed. They definitely will, because a lot of... I think there was one question, you know, are they doing this on purpose?
Well, that's a fair question, isn't it? Isn't it just, do you know what? Just go away, the lot of you.
Exactly. I would imagine some officers are just chomping at the bit and just really...
But to be serious about it, so if you went to make an appointment now and they said, well, you can't have an appointment till next July or whatever it might be, or you can't have one at all, you could quite legitimately go off to, I don't know, Antequera and to their little local office. It's probably not going to be that busy and apply there.
Funny you mention that.
Ah.
Because one of our advisors lives near there, as you know, Rochelle.
Yeah.
And she discovered that there were appointments there and they were taking people from the Costa as well.
Interesting.
That you can't even get Antequera on the drop down now.
Oh.
You see, and you've got other nationalities complaining that they can't get an appointment. It's not just us.
Well, of course, the whole thing's jammed up.
The whole thing's jammed up, basically.
Yeah.
And now it's jammed up, unjammed. Nobody really, it's rather good of them to say things like, for instance, there's a notice up there. If the UK departure date was finally extended, the appointment you obtained at the aliens office, this is a non-EU, will automatically become a new appointment to obtain the EU certificate.
Right.
Why they're saying that, I don't know, when the royal decree was said we'd go after... Well, that's because it's before the date, because after that we go for TIE.
Yeah.
Therefore, you must go to the immigration office on the day and time that your appointment indicates. So don't cancel. Go along, and if that office understands what's going on, you will then get your EU certificate to get.
And can you cross autonomous regions in this game?
No, I doubt you will be able to.
So you couldn't apply to Alicante and just say, I'm going for a holiday for a week to Alicante and I'm going to do it there because they've got loads of appointments.
Well, they haven't actually. They've had none. Alicante has had none for weeks.
Oh, dear.
So, you know, some people think that her stores have had some put up their sleeves and maybe they're bribing somebody to get in.
Wow.
So,
So if no drop down box comes up and you can't make an appointment, what should you do?
You have to wait. There's nothing you can do. You have to sit it out because people are trying to have their, quite a few people have lost their green certificates and their...
Of course, yeah.
And that's gold dust at the moment,
really is,
because you're going to have to... If you can't present it, you're going to jump through more hoops, even though you're in the database.
Mm.
So it is rather a worrying time for some and others who are just saying, well, I'm going with the flow, whatever, and fair enough. Everybody reacts to these sort of things differently.
Yeah, well, that's a fair point. So that's kind of covered that question then. And you mentioned there, actually... an acronym, a TIE, you just mentioned there, TIE.
Yes.
And that's one of the questions actually here, who says, what will be needed for the new TIE card when it comes in? What's a TIE card?
A TIE is a Tarjeta Identificación Extranjera. It's a foreigner's identification card with a photo, the old cards, similar to the old cards, for non-EU. A non-EU doesn't have a registration certificate. They have a card with a photo.
Oh.
So we will automatically, post Brexit, be applying for a TIE.
Am I being ignorant? Is that not the same as an NIE?
No. It's a card.
Isn't the NIE the point of an NIE that you register as a foreigner?
No, yes, but that's just a certificate for fiscal purposes.
Right.
But this is actually, and nothing to do with residency.
No.
You see, people get confused. The NIE is just a number.
Of course.
Which figures on your residency certificate or registration certificate.
And stays with you for life.
Yeah, we will now go and what everybody else who's not EU, the aliens have.
Yes.
We're going to have an alien card.
I didn't know that. So they all have cards with the photos on them.
Yes, even the families of an EU citizen, a wife or a spouse or a husband of an EU citizen, has an alien card.
Oh. So it's an identity card then?
It's an identity card.
Oh.
With the photographs, you probably use that as ID.
I was going to say that, yeah. It must be usable as ID. Blimey. Oh, I didn't know that.
But you said, how do you apply? Well, if there's no deal, there's going to be four categories. The Spanish government have already brought out a law so that you'll be permanent without that written on your card, temporary resident, and illegals. So all the people without papers, if there's no deal, are going to be able to apply.
They are going to be able to apply, right?
This is why they must show that they, you know, if they're not on the Padrón, get on the Padrón.
Mm-hmm.
A few people have done so that we've advised. Somebody who called up here has since been making moves. So you've got to prove that you've lived here. The Padrón will be very important. You might show your rental contract, anything, your bills you're paying in your house. They will look for the Padrón certificate, which actually is proof. So everybody, if you can't get anything done, get the Padrón. If you can't get residency, get the Padrón to show that you're residing here before the cut-off date.
I see. So I get that. And that's also worth pointing out, that the Padrón has to be renewed, doesn't it, after a certain period of time. So people who've already got a Padrón might not have one that they think they have.
Well, as somebody found out from Frangirola, and they'd been removed, and it's wrong. We've had to send I've sent the information and the law and lots of to-ing and fro-ing and to the foreigner's office in Mijas as well. Non-EU and those that are not legally resident need to renew every 2 years. They need to go
every
there personally.
Years. Right.
The No Escarpe, we're called. Besides being aliens, we've got loads of names for us.
Wow.
The ones that are legal residents, it's up to the town hall to notify you.
Ah.
But it's not a bad idea to check if you think you could be moved off. Most town halls have to go through a long process to move you off, and you should be notified. Doesn't mean that's going to happen. But it's a town hall every 5 years. Actually, every month they update their Padrón.
Yeah.
But every
5 years
they have to do a big thing. And it's up to them to contact you or put a notice out or whatever, which some of them do, to say. Otherwise, people have said all sorts of things on our group. Oh, it's 3 years and it's... So much supposition does not help people.
So, item number four, then, of the list of your potential states are illegal aliens, because you haven't got your papers, and you're saying, even now, just go on the Padrón because...
Just go on the Padrón and don't worry about your taxing. You can sort out later. I don't care who's going to criticise, because we're not here, we're not tax collectors, we're not part, you know, of the
that's
tax office.
That's another thing.
You know, people worrying, though they can... exchange information different to what people are told. They're not really up to that at the moment. Get on the Padrón. And if you're a family, get on the Padrón ask for colectivo, which is all of you together on one certificate. Please do get on the Padrón. It's really important.
And that doesn't have the same disaster around it that trying to get an appointment for residency does, because you basically just turn up at the town hall. Is that correct?
Mostly.
Right.
Mostly, but there will be some town halls that will say, you're not a resident, you can't. They're stepping into which is not their jurisdiction. Legally, they're not allowed to question whether you're a resident. And again, what happens on a group, on a forum, is because everybody gets all sorts of different questions, they all think it's fact.
Yeah.
And they say, no, you must do your residency before. It's the obligation of the town hall to register you if you're a habitual resident of a town. If they don't believe you are, they can go and check.
But is it not also the opposite to say that you can't actually get residency without being on the padrón.
Well, the law actually doesn't say that, but most places will tell you they want to see the padrón.
Right.
So, except one, I think Torre del Mar used to do it the other way around. It's great fun, really, if only things were uniform.
It's a kind of mirror of Brexit itself, really, isn't it?
It is,
nobody
really
knows what's going on, and it changes every minute, depending on who you ask.
It's been going on since their law came out in 2007. So it's even longer than Brexit.
And
the same with minimum resources. The law quite currently says...
This is a good one.
...that you must not be asked to have more than X, but the officers are asking for more than X.
And
so
yeah.
We've always had... So imagine, this is when the programmes and when I talk at seminars, I'm on the ground. Cab Spain is on the ground. We know what happens in the offices. It's all right for high officials, for officials from high places. So you do this, you do that. No, that's by the book. It doesn't work by the book.
When you're standing in front of the person who's saying, no, I'm sorry, that's not
exactly.
The
and
case.
It's happened. People have been turned away. Awful things are happening. I have actually contacted the consuls because the consulate, because people have been told, you know, refusing a British passport, for instance, of a daughter of somebody.
Great.
Refusing a British passport because this child was born abroad, outside the UK.
Wow.
You know, to me, that's diplomatic row if I was
I do see a lot of posts that people put on your pages who said, we've done everything, we think, and we've got all of our paperwork in order. It's like that YouTube video of the people with the woman with the paperwork. And they've got all of that, and we've turned up, and we've all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, and all da-da-da-da. But they've actually said no, because the figure we were told is not the figure at all, because this woman here is now dealing with us is a different woman than I was dealing with us an hour ago, who told us that was the figure.
Exactly. You had different people in different... That's why it's a pity John hasn't rang up from Frangirola, because I've sent some people to him to help them, because they've been told something that's not correct.
Yeah.
With them trying to get residency. Believe it or not, whether they've got it wrong, as Frangirola says, lost in translation, they're saying they've applied, but they can't get their residency certificate because their NIE was registered at another address, an NIE number. That's got nothing to do, it's not even a requisite, really, for residency. So we still carry on with that, which is...
Okay, and kind of connected to that, really, and it's a bit of a mess, and they kind of make it up as they go along, is the Convenio Especial, which we've talked about many times here, which was a big change, and Andalusia were the kind of leaders of this big change, and everybody was going to be sorted out, and now that's a mess as well.
Well, they did. The ones that were on the 1st of August, they more or less extinguished the Convenio. I was calling to an office in Malaga, from the junta, and couldn't get the guy I usually talk to. He wasn't there, but another got through to another number, and the guy said, oh, and who are you, and what are we gonna... I will phone you back. And I should have said, I don't believe you, but I didn't. He didn't phone me back. So I couldn't get back to them today, because the Salud response is where you make appointments, so telling people they can get the convenium.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get it from the horse's mouth. Can we? Okay? It seems you cannot get the convenio. So what's happened? The universal healthcare law is now going to, from last July, is going to be looked at again to see if they are actually going to implement them. We're waiting for regulations and things. You know, a law's a law, but it's not.
But people did get it, didn't they? People did.
Yes, that were on the convenio only. But
right.
The people now that are trying to get on the convenio in Andalusia, you can in the other regions where they provide that, can't. So now they're really stuck because they've got pre-existing. Now they don't have that option.
Hence one of your questions, having been denied both Convenio and universal healthcare in Andalusia after having over the required months of residency in private healthcare, the only options left are to take litigation proceedings against INSS for breaking the law or move. This cannot be right. Well, I can see...
I think they may have got that from us, and it's true, because if we forget the new healthcare law, the old pre-2012 law still states that all... those residing in Spain, legal residents in Spain, not what the new law says, everybody, legal residents in Spain are entitled to healthcare under the public system, public funds, which is a bit like the UK. It's residency-based.
Yeah.
But they're not doing that. So, yes, people who have taken the Social Security, the Department of Social Security, well, the Ministry, to court, have won on that.
Really?
So, yes, because, I mean, I keep speaking to lawyers.
That quickly?
Well, a judge lawyer that I had a meeting with over a year ago, but people don't come forward then to do anything. We go and have these meetings. He said he probably thought he could do it without taking it to court, because it was basically fraud. There you
Wow.
are.
So that's an interesting answer to that question. Well, what a lot we've covered there. Anything we could cover quickly? That's quite a good one, actually. What's the difference between an immigrant and an expat? It sounds like a start of a joke, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, you probably know that.
Go on, you tell us all. What's
An expatriate is just anybody who's no longer living in his country.
Yeah, yes.
So it's not something just for white people or UK nationals or Europeans. An expat, we're all immigrants because we've immigrated.
Absolutely.
So you can call, you know, it's just another word for it.
Yeah.
But you must remember that expats are not just white people or even more so, if you're British, you're not the only expat. Anybody else who's left their country and residing here is also an expat. Patriot.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, people can go and find out more from your website. Just Google Citizens Advice Bureau Spain. I imagine that your servers are probably burning up, I would think, with the amount of visits they're getting right now.
We've had so many visits in 30 days.
I'm
sure. Over 56,000, for instance, was the last one.
Wow.
We post that up to let people, when somebody said, oh, maybe your computer isn't, your website is not friendly, user-friendly, because somebody's had a problem, not everybody's computer literate, so we put that up.
Yeah.
And then we get people saying, oh, yes, but it could be two visits. It just doesn't help. No, we're getting lots of visits, lots of phone calls, lots of emails, and the Ask for Advice area, which is private, where if you become a donating member, then you've got access to us privately. You do on other ways as well without donating, so people are not in fact, most of the help we give is without donations.
Absolutely. No, and we keep saying it, and it's a wonderful job you do, and I don't know how you keep your cool sometimes. I really don't, particularly on the Facebook page, but you do. And I'm delighted to see, Myra, that at last you have a vehicle.
We have a cabmobile.
Fantastic.
It's secondhand, but it's absolutely fantastic, because I was using my car, which is absolutely destroyed. We tried to do a GoFundMe, but everybody was too busy paying into other organisations to take the British government to court.
And yet
we got, I think we got about 600-700. Still going to try and see if we can, because this comes from our hard work, our donations, from being very busy 24/7, two advisors answering questions.
But you can now officially put on your CV that you are a cab driver.
Yes, I'm a cab driver. And we're going to have the stickers put on the side as well, so people can see us coming. And
fantastic.
Hopefully nobody will bang into the doors.
Yeah, if they bang into the doors, Myra's parked outside there. She's really worried that someone's parked too close and going to bang into the door. So that's the wrong person to bang into the door of. It's Myra from the CAB, I'll tell you. I wouldn't do it.
Oh, nice, really. But it would have to be one of those really old Malaga registration
vehicles.
Which
is exactly what it is. It's exactly
it's
what
so
it is.
So old, he doesn't care.
Oh,
Slam.
That's
Has
very, very funny. Very funny.
Must rush.
Brilliant. Love it. Myra, as always, a pleasure to talk to you. We've got through quite a lot of stuff there. I think the next time we speak, we'll have moved. We'll be cancellada.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
that's nearer. happening today.
Not in the
today.
Spanish sense. Yeah, there's boxes everywhere here.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
So I'm going in a box in a minute.
Oh, good.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks' time, Myra.
Okay,
all the best.
Bye.
Thank you.